Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature 10 different Motown songs, 10 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. We're featuring the original 45 mono versions of each song. And we'll kick it off in 1965 with the Four Tops, then Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Isley Brothers, the Spinners, the Supremes, Jimmy Ruffin, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, and Marvin Gaye. Well, first up this half hour, the Four Tops and Ask the Lonely from 1965, right here on Motown.
When you feel that you can make it all alone, remember no one is big enough go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love you can never regain.
Just ask the lonely.
The young and foolish laugh at love and slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way.
some fella.
1966.
Motown memory from the Isley Brothers, their only top 40 song on the Motown record label. This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, and they reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 6 on the Moon Blues Charts in 1966. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with their first top 40 song, Shotgun, reaching number 4 in the Pop Charts and number 1 on the Moon Blues Charts in 1965. And we started with the Four Tops and Ask the Lonely, number 24 in the Pop Charts and number 9 on the Moon Blues Charts in 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s, two songs in each year in the 1960s, and we're featuring a song. Well, we've heard 13 songs from 1960 this hour. Here comes the 14th from 1966 with the Spinners, Truly Yours, right here on Motown.
You're no longer truly, truly mine.
Tom Fowler.
1968.
Memory from Glass Night to Pips, The End of Our Road, and they reached number 15 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 5 in the Moulin Rouge Charts of 1968. Before that, Jimmy Ruffin and Got to Give Her All the Love I've Got, number 29 in the Pop Charts, number 14 in the Moulin Rouge Charts of 1967. Before that, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, number 1 on both charts from 1967. And we start with The Spinners, known in the UK as The Detroit Spinners and Truly Yours. It only reached 111 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but a very respectable number 16 in the Rhythm Blues Charts of 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all 1960s songs, two each year in the 1960s with very little talk, and we're featuring all the mono 45 versions of the song. Well, coming up, the 18th song this hour with Stevie Wonder and Shooby Dooby Doo Ba Day right here on Motown.
A dream by tumbling, her world is crumbling because of you. One day you hurt her just once too much, and when you finally lose your tender touch, hey, hey, shooby dooby dooby doo da day. A beat may wonder, a heart may stray. Oh yeah, shooby dooby dooby. Yeah.
Town Memories with Tom Fallon.
1969.
Baby.
Motown Memory from Marvin Gaye, That's the Way Love Is, and they reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1969. Before that, Edwin Starr and 25 Miles reached number 6 on both charts of 1969. And we started the set with Stevie Wonder and Shoo-Bee-Doo-Bee-Doo-Da-Day, reaching number 1 in the Pop Charts and number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1968. Well, this hour, we featured 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s, two songs in each year in the decade, and we featured the mono 45 versions. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now. Well, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You was written in 1964 by that great Motown writing and production team at that time, Holland, Doja, and Holland, and it was first recorded by Marvin Gaye. Well, the song was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Doja, and Marvin released the song as a single in September of 1964. It peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Pop Charts in January of 1965, and number 4 on Billboard's Rhythm and Blues Singles Charts. Well, up to that point, it was Marvin Gaye's most successful single, with record sales exceeding 900,000 copies. The song's personnel includes Marvin Gaye on lead vocals, the Andantes on background vocals, a great backup singing group that Motown used in many records, and the Funk Brothers on various instruments, including piano and percussion. Well, Junior Walker released a version of this song, and he had a hit with it, reaching number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Singles Charts and number 18 in the Billboard Hot 100 Charts in 1966. James Taylor had a great hit with it also. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, right here on Motown Memories.